Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, beginning from Israel, we want to be able to bring to you a direct report, a report from Jerusalem, the Jerusalem Post, of this tragedy that just took place. And shockingly, that that the Palestinians, whose president promoted a knife intifada, a knife uprising, are celebrating passing out sweets as the blood of Jews are on the streets and in their place of prayer. And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is having to tell his people, arm yourself, because we don't know where the attack's going to come from. And what I want to tell you is, you're hearing this, ever how goes Israel, so goes the church. It's JJ, you know, Jesus and the Jews. You have to understand that the church is Jesus, you know, we're the body of Christ, and that if we just sit back and don't stand up for Israel, don't call our congressman, don't call our president, don't contact our senators, don't financially and prayerfully, you know, support Israel, and that's why those that are standing with us together, we're doing that right now, that it's not going to be good. But God can turn this thing, and I believe He is going to turn it. But some difficult days are ahead. Watch right now what's taking place in Jerusalem.
Four killed in terror attack in Jerusalem's synagogue. National and international leaders react to attack. Hamas says attack was response to death of Palestinian bus driver. And Spain votes on recognizing Palestine as state. Shalom and welcome to the Jerusalem Post News. The top stories for November 18th. Four people were killed this morning in a terror attack at a synagogue in Jerusalem. Magen David Adom confirmed that eight other people were wounded, including four in serious condition, two in moderate condition, and two who were lightly wounded. Two police officers were among the wounded. Police said the two suspected Palestinian terrorists, armed with a gun and axes, attacked worshippers after entering a synagogue on Agassi Street in the capital's Hanof neighborhood. Two police officers quickly arrived on the scene, exchanged fire with the suspects, and killed them. Both suspects were from East Jerusalem. Among the officials who arrived on the scene were Public Security Minister Yitzhak Aronovich and Shasa MK Eli Ishai.
This kind of attack brings us back to terror that they're planning as a result of the clear incitement that we know about in the networks, the televisions, the radio, and all other places. By Palestinian Authority led by Abu Mazen, PA president, and the main responsibilities on him, and on Hamas, and on the Northern Islamic faction. People were in the middle of prayers, 7 in the morning, wrapped in Jewish prayer shawls and phylacteries. This is a horrible massacre in the middle of the prayers. The attackers came and murdered people with guns and also with axes and knives in their hands. They committed horrible massacre and shootings.
Following the attack, police arrested family members of the Palestinian suspects, sparking clashes in the East Jerusalem neighborhood Jabal Mukabeh. The four victims killed in the attack were named as Rabbi Moshe Twersky, Rabbi Arya Kopinski, Rabbi Kalmay Levine, and Rabbi Abraham Shmuel Goldberg. Responding to the killings, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the attack was a direct result of incitement led by Hamas and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. Economy Minister Naftali Bennett expressed similar sentiments.
Well, what we see here is a deliberate initiative of Abu Mazen to boil the capital of Israel, Jerusalem. So he's been inciting, he's been calling on people to use acts of violence. And now we're seeing the results.
For his part, Abbas condemned the attack, denouncing the killing of civilians by any party. He also called for an end to, quote, provocations by settlers against the Al-Aqsa Mosque and accused some Israeli ministers of incitement. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, who is currently in London, released a joint condemnation of the attack with British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond.
Call on the Palestinian leadership at every single level to condemn this in the most powerful terms. This violence has no place anywhere. So the Palestinian leadership must condemn this. Our hearts go out to all Israelis
for the atrocity of this event and for all the reminders of history that come with it.
Hamas praised the killings and called for additional attacks, saying it was in response to the death of a Palestinian bus driver found hanged in his vehicle earlier this week. Palestinian radio reports describe the attackers as martyrs, and loudspeakers at mosques in Gaza called out congratulations while masked Palestinians handed out sweets. Amid claims in the Palestinian media that the 32-year-old bus driver was murdered by Jewish settlers in Jerusalem, an autopsy report concluded the driver's death was self-inflicted, resulting from hanging himself inside the bus. But the driver's family said they suspected foul play, and the incident led to clashes. Meanwhile, in Spain, Parliament was set to vote today on a non-binding resolution to recognize a Palestinian state. The leader of the initiative, parliamentarian Trinidad Jimenez, said European recognition of a Palestinian state would help create a conducive climate for the renewal of Israeli-Palestinian talks. Parliaments in Great Britain and Ireland already approved similar non-binding votes, calling on their governments to unilaterally recognize Palestine as a state outside the paradigm of a peace process. Neither government has heeded that call.
When we get back from break, we're going to be talking about what does all of this mean in the context of everything. This is a worldwide move taking place. And of all the things that could be determined in the context of this, these unbinding votes being taken by nations saying that we will vote and address the Palestine or Gaza as a Palestinian state, biblically, just so you know, and we'll talk about this when we get back, is God's going to judge every single nation on this one issue. You cannot divide the land of Israel and not be found guilty in the Valley of Jehoshaphat. You can't. You just can't. This is not okay. But the narrative has been talked about so long, it's been taught in our schools, it's been taught worldwide, that people are buying into the narrative, not realizing all along that all the Palestinian people, who the Jews are feeding, who the Jews are taking care of, who the Jews are maintaining security for, could have actually integrated at that one point and had a democracy where women are treated fairly,
right,
where everybody has a free chance, where they could even run for office in the Knesset, in the government there.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.